brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are now into hour number two on this Wednesday worldwide transmission. Coming up in the next segment, Steve Jolly is a campaigner, journalist, and spokesman for the campaign group No CCTV. And they've been having victories in the courts saying it's unconstitutional in England to have them up. And by the way, I don't see those articles in this big stack. They may be there. Can we print up that where a court rules that CCTVs do violate rights in England? I want to show that he's been able to do that. Steve Jolly, pop it in for a couple segments. And then we'll open the phones up and take your phone calls. You know, I kind of went hyperbolic, I guess you could call it that, in the last hour, just because it flips me out how people serve the most dark, evil things they can in kind of a mass Stockholm syndrome that I talk so much about. But even the contractors, the Blackwater type people, they think it's so sexy to, you know, kill their own mother if ordered to. They don't realize how that makes them have no future, their children have no future, when no one has honor. It's manly and strong to have a code of ethics. I mean, I remember when it first came out about Blackwater and other groups who would be like on cocaine naked, running around the streets of Baghdad, shooting up people's cars, and we would hear the reports later confirmed in federal documents. And just people that are so self-destructive because they know they have no future. They know they've ruined themselves. They know they've been typecast and chosen because they're losers. And so they just go out and try to wallow in it. And then they're just basket cases later. And then we all bow down to it because anything in a uniform is God. And that's how you get Soviet Russia, Nazi Germany, Maoist China. And now you have the authoritarian rollout, if you just joined us, all over the news, youth corps rolling out, every federal administration, every federal agency, Social Security announcing PSYOP brigades. And then now if I go to any festival, they'll have different youth groups, FEMA youth. There was under a Secure Corps FEMA youth deal. My wife went to a marathon in Waco, and she's there, and she's like, goes over and talks to people, these youth in like camouflage uniforms, and then they had adults come over and go, don't talk to them, you know, they're part of the security. And it was like kids sitting on walkie-talkies looking at people. It's just like, man, this is how it happens. People are like, well, what's wrong with them? It's like Civil Air Patrol, they're learning, you know, in ROTC. Yeah, but the ROTC groups, and this wasn't ROTC, this was high schoolers. They train in for decades in scenarios to fight the militias and gun owners. I mean, the government, I can show you New York Times, scouts trained to fight terrorists and more. And it says, you know, the veteran won't turn in the guns. The scouts move in and take him out. And then it shows dozens and dozens of photos of this is like 4 years ago now, the Boy Scouts killing the veteran. The Boy Scouts in the Explorer Scout program train to kill gun owners and come to our houses and kill us. And I saw the guys going, I trained the military 5 years, Marines. I'm not scared of these 14-year-olds. You better be, because they're always stupid. They make the best soldiers. And anybody that knows about real warfare knows that. Plus, they're 18 years old now. Those guys that were in that article are 18, going into the military. They're going to go practice on Hajis, and then they're going to come back here and do it to us. And they think it's manly. It came out a few years ago that the new Marine Corps chants aren't kill a commie for mommy. It's, I forget the exact chant. It was in the news. It was, go to the playground, have the children gather round, throw the candy on the ground, mow the little bastards down. We kill school children. We kill school children. Kill them. Kill them. Kill them. Kill them. Kill them. Yeah, they're going to kill you with DU and all those shots. So roll up your sleeve, Jack. Satan only gave you this power so he could kill you, too. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live and broadcasting worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us. We're now into the second hour of worldwide broadcast. Coming up after our first guest leaves us, I'm going to get into the amazing rollout. It's one thing to know this stuff was coming. It's another thing to see the entire situation now unfolding as every federal agency comes out and announces that they're going to be engaging in brainwashing and deceiving the American people, psyops. And the first psyop is the Pentagon telling you they're not going to lie to you anymore. Fox News, government knows best. White House creates Nudge Squad to shape behavior using youth cores. Can't make that up. MSN, don't be alarmed, but the government is trying to control you. White House creating Nudge Squad to get us all to act better. Reason.com. Social Security Administration now hiring for counterintelligence operations. Yeah, that was in the New York Daily News a few weeks ago, that police trained at the public are all insurgents. Yeah. I mean, MIT, again, I take MIT magazine after I'd seen it a few times and read it. And in it, it's almost every issue is like, the system in Fallujah of biometric scanning and control of the population, including security groups that ask questions of the population and then feed the messages of freedom down to the locals, was developed in the warfare program at MIT with the control grid and then works with the psychology department from the Harvard Department of Psychology and Psychiatry. These systems are also being deployed in a softer fashion in the United States for continued security. I mean, they're using our money and all this science to jack us up, folks. Face scanning cameras, license plate reading cameras, stores now using cameras to know if you have more money to then gouge you and charge you more. This is all coming out. Everything I told you. You're like, well, I have nothing to hide. Let them. Well, why then do you not put your home address and what you own on Facebook? Because when you do, thieves use it to rob you. Well, what about the organized thieves that run the government? What about Facebook selling your data, Twitter selling your data, Google selling your data? See, it's not that you had something to hide. Why don't have a glass house then? Leave your doors open in the middle of Detroit or Chicago because there's bad people out there. You need some walls to protect you, but you don't get those. Government gets those, and all its crimes are hidden under national security. You don't aim a camera at them, it's espionage. You don't get a camera on the street, the police say don't film us, will arrest you. There's not even a law. They still do it from Austin, Texas to Chicago, Illinois, from Los Angeles, California to Manhattan in New York, the Big Apple. Because it's authoritarianism. But now they're saying it's freedom to be a slave. And the Social Security Administration joining the Defense Department effort to downplay negative news and lie. And then the Daily Caller makes a joke. Attention, Alex Jones, get ready for behavioral insight teams to manipulate us. But it's still funny. It's still funny. They're going to have youth corps coming after us, arrogantly bossing us around on TV everywhere and force messages onto our phones and in the public schools. It's all right, though. It's all right that everywhere I go now, they have different federally funded groups of kids in uniforms bossing people around with walkie-talkies. I mean, that's not bad. Just where I live in Central Texas, I run into it every month now. First time I ever saw it was footage we got in Hebron, Maryland in 1998. School children, the Boy Scouts, training to rat out their parents for guns. The parents had agreed to have them part of this, training to have the Marines come to Hebron, Maryland, have their guns taken. We have footage of it in Police State 2000. You might want to see the film. It's free online. You can get it on the Trilogy on DVD in higher quality if you want to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, it just kind of freaks you out when you go, the Marines are training with the Boy Scouts to confiscate guns door-to-door, and then you just get article after video, and you confirm it. And then now it's in the New York Times in articles like Scouts Trained to Fight Terrorists and more. And you're like, wow, that's the Soviet Youth Corps. That's the Maoist Youth Corps. That's the Hitler Jugend. But enough from me. Let's go to our guest. We're going to be getting into all that. Steve Jolly is a campaigner and journalist and spokesman for the campaign group No CCTV. His successful campaign against Project Champion in a police surveillance operation in Birmingham, UK, forced the chief constable to publicly apologize, scrap the scheme, and remove 216 surveillance cameras from parts of the city. He was nominated for the Human Rights Award in 2010 and appeared for the UK Parliament to give evidence of the Protection of Freedoms Bill about CCTV laws. Steve gives radio and television interviews, and it's truthjustice.co.uk, truthjustice.co.uk. And I got to work. It's a Truth Juice, excuse me, truthjuice.co.uk. I did a Freudian slip and just have justice on the mind. truthjuice.co.uk. I do that sometimes. And he goes around wearing a big papier-mâché CCTV camera on his head, and it really gets the attention, and it's a great way. And I got a chance to work with him covering Bilderberg 2013 in the UK and have dinner with him a few times, and with other reporters like Shilkey and Paul Watson and everybody else, Steve Watson, you name it. And it's good to have you on with us, and there's been other victories now in the UK and in Australia, so you guys are certainly on the march. We salute what you're doing.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show, Alex.
Well, get into it. Tell people about your saga, why you got involved, what you've been able to do, and some of your greatest hits that others can hopefully duplicate and imitate.
Okay. I became an activist almost by accident, really, when this massive surveillance operation was mounted. It just appeared overnight, literally overnight, in the dead of night. Hundreds of cameras appeared all over residential neighborhoods in my home city of Birmingham in the UK, and nobody knew anything about it. And we quickly discovered that it wasn't anything to do with community safety or low-level local crime and policing. It was an MI5 surveillance spying operation targeting those parts of the city that were deemed to have a lot of Muslims living there. And obviously this caused a lot of upset and outcry at the time. And basically there was a major backlash, a lot of media attention, and the police force were on the back foot from day one. They didn't even finish installing the cameras before they had a major PR crisis on their hands. And to cut a long story short, the Chief Constable of West Midlands Police ended up having to publicly apologise on TV to the people of Birmingham and remove all of those cameras and scrap the scheme. So that was how I got involved in fighting against Big Brother. But I didn't stop there. I chose to carry on because I'd found out a lot about the expansion and the proliferation of the surveillance state in its various forms. And not enough people really fully aware of how insidious and how extensive it is. And so I decided to carry on and challenge not just that particular scheme in one place, but the whole lot across the whole country and further afield. And the network of number plate scanning cameras that you mentioned earlier is a major surveillance scheme. We used to refer to it as the biggest surveillance grid that you've never heard of, but people are starting to hear of it now. People are starting to get concerned about it, and we're having victories. So what I'm hoping to show is that people, individual, ordinary people, can challenge it and can have successes. You know, when you try, you can see how powerful you can be. So hopefully that's the message we'll get across today.
Absolutely, and I tell you, it was very empowering to see thousands of people out demonstrate against the Bilderberg Group. But still, there's the system protecting them when none of us have done anything wrong, when we know the people inside are the ones committing the real crime. So I love how the government's all secretive, and these corporate combines are all secretive, and Eric Schmidt of Google is secretive with a literal harem of women. He has wear masks like Michael Jackson's slaves. But at the same time, none of us are supposedly have any privacy.
Well, that's it. When we were at the Bilderberg protest, I couldn't help but notice that the police had erected a temporary surveillance camera on a huge telescopic pole sticking out of a police van that was parked by the entrance, simply to film the photographers who were trying to get pictures of the attendees arriving in their blacked-out limos. So it was the reporters and the photographers who were under surveillance, simply for wanting to know what the conference was about, who was attending, and what were they discussing in there. So the people trying to uncover the truth, they were under surveillance, while the people going in and making these huge decisions about global policy were ushered in behind smoke glass, and they were covering their faces with newspapers. So they get the privacy, they get the anonymity, we get none of it. We get the surveillance, and we get our faces filmed. And indeed, we were told we weren't allowed to cover our faces, because obviously, if you're the police, then to them that implies some criminal intent. And I deliberately went there with a cardboard model of a CCTV camera to stick on my head, just to make that point that who's watching these people, and also that the constant surveillance that we have to put up with really isn't right, isn't normal, and we've got to challenge that.
Well, you're an example of what a person in the right can do standing up against wrongs, and there's so many examples. We had yesterday the gentleman on who was told he had to have all this insurance and have home inspections and be harassed and had to have a disaster plan. He'd had his rabbits for 20-plus years as a magician, and he finally stood up to him, so now they're backing off on all this harassment over what they were telling him to do to have a rabbit when it wasn't even the law. It was their fake regulations. It's just an example of how, like, international groups transferring bioweapons have it written where there's no regulations on them. But then They're saying that we have no privacy to have blimps over us looking through our walls with ground-penetrating radar. Steve Jolly is our guest, and he has the group in the UK fighting against the surveillance grid. I want to talk about how serious this grid has gotten with him on the other side, and also look at the fights around the world against these systems. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Is a very effective and successful civil liberties campaigner in the UK, and he's been imitated worldwide. I've got articles here about him removing him in Australia, you name it. But, I mean, here's the deal. Just like you've seen people in federal cases and state cases, though, I want my NSA records to prove where I was, to prove where I was driving. And the police and the government aren't wanting to let people use the face scanning networks, the license plate reading networks all over the Western world. These have been put in for at least 15, 20 years. Because it's not meant to stop crime. It's meant to stop people that aren't paying their cut, their mordido, their kickback to the system. I mean, that's all this is for. I've talked to the military. It's come out in congressional hearings where they'll sit there with the radar and the tail beacon, you know, the beacon on the aircraft going, let that aircraft in, don't let that one in, depending on whose drugs it is. And they use this to manage the whole criminal network and to give the criminals that run the government the leg up. And they always sell it, oh, we're just putting cameras in the neighborhoods looking at the houses of the Muslims. Bull. It's everybody. You see the tapes where one's in the backyard of some guy, and he's walking in, and he's putting something in his own trash, and the CCTV camera says, what are you doing there? Answer my questions. I mean, literal telescreens now. So talking to Steve Jolly, Steve, England, it's been said, is the most advanced in this system of beyond 1984. Go over some of the horrors that you guys are under.
Well, we started before anybody else, really. You know, Britain began the rollout of CCTV decades ago, and we've really pursued it with vigor. And you know, recent guesstimates have estimated that we've got something like almost 6 million of these surveillance cameras. Nobody really knows how many, but we know that the number keeps rising. We've got the automatic number plate recognition system, which is even worse in my view, because it's linked to a back office system. There's software there that's a huge database for gathering intelligence and data mining. And I just want to just focus in, if I may, a little bit on that, because this is really rolling out in America now. And ANPR, or ALPR as you call it there, automatic license plate recognition cameras, it's the fastest growing police technology in the States. They're rolling it out like there's no tomorrow. They're installing it in police cars, and it won't be long, I'm sure, before they're installed on motorway bridges and on poles and lampposts.
And this allows them to harass certain people. It allows, I mean, it is just unbelievably beyond Big Brother.
Well, what it is, it's a system of internal checkpoints, vehicle checkpoints. You don't have to stop your vehicle. You don't have to produce your papers and wait while a policeman or a soldier gets on the phone to check you out and then says, okay, you can carry on. It's all done as you drive by, and you don't see it. You don't see the police state. You don't notice it. It's digital. It's automatic. It's invisible. But it's effectively creating a series of internal borders and checkpoints. And every time you pass,
and they're going to use it to tax everybody. That's already begun in Germany. The Siemens company, IBM, England starting it. They're on record saying they're going to track everything you do and use it for carbon taxing.
Well, that's right. The Rothschild plan, as it's known, was presented to the three main parties here in the UK before the election. And that recommended that they sell off all our road network to Chinese state companies, and they're going to be toll roads. And you can look this up.
About that. And your data mining in the UK is run by a communist Chinese party control deal.
Well, I can give you an example as to why these number plate cameras are worse than people realize. It's not just about toll roads and raising revenue and issuing fines. One of the main companies in the U.S. that's manufacturing these ALPR cameras is a company called PlateScan. Now, they are a technology partner with Incutel, who, as you know,
CIA.
Yeah, it's the venture capital technology arm of the CIA. So it's the Central Intelligence Agency. So this is a huge intelligence gathering exercise. And so the police say, oh, well, we just want to recover stolen vehicles, and we're just looking for wanted criminals who are on the run.
No, this is the Googling of reality, where they're putting really the smart dust scanning grid out there to totally control everything and feed it into these giant NSA systems on record.
Yeah, and these cameras, because they're linked to software, which is linked to various databases, they investigate you in real time. So every time you drive past one, you'll run through three or four different databases. And also, the software that stores and records and just logs every journey you make can have intelligence files attached to it.
Stay there. I want to come back and finish up with this with our guest. But, of course, it'll never be used to stop the guys really committing the crimes. They run the cameras.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You know, the reason I start hyperventilating on air is that all I do is study this stuff, and I know the people running it are eugenicist, anti-human people that are building a very dark world. And I get desperately frustrated for just humanity in general to know that we're paying for our own enslavement. And I'm going to break down some key final facets with our guest and just talk about what the license plate reading systems are. I mean, we're all basically wearing numbers like the IBM numbers that Jews had in the camps. That's what this is. And it's run by the people that created Hitler. And I have articles on that today. Hitler wasn't controlled by the New World Order. He was created and pointed like a wind-up toy. We're going to get to that in a moment. But people a decade from now, 20 years from now, if we don't turn this around, are going to look back on these type of broadcasts as just emergency distress signals, and why didn't you listen? Because there's no debate I'm absolutely right. No debate. In fact, I cannot, with my intellect and semantical repertoire, display verbally with the powers of oratory convention what we are facing in its total panopticonic atomic and subatomic dimensions. It is the synthesis, the scientific deployment of sadism. Now, before we go back to our guest to conclude with him, and then I'm opening the phones up for any of the news we've covered today. What do you think of the announcement? Every federal agency to have PSYOPs, counterinsurgent operations. You were seen as an insurgent by Social Security Administration. That's been announced. Kit Daniels has an article on Infowars.com. What do you think of all that? What do you think of all the incredible things happening? What do you think of Chris Christie trying to demonize Rand Paul? What do you make of more documents coming out, the persecution of libertarians, conservatives, gun owners, with the data the government has on us? I mean, it's just, they should all be arrested. We're going to break all that down after our guest leaves us. But briefly, some of the sponsors that make this show possible. I only endorse what I believe in. And privateinternetaccess.com is simply amazing. It's one word, privateinternetaccess.com. We hear news stories every day about NSA spying on people. PrivateInternetAccess.com provides cybersecurity. And sure, they can always try to get around stuff, but it's best to just to be conscious of it and try to make your privacy as hard as you can to break. Encrypts internet connection, hides your IP address, providing anonymous browsing, provides firewall protection, which prevents data mining, provides uncensored access to the complete internet, maintains no records whatsoever of computer activity, can connect up to 5 devices simultaneously with 1 account, can use service anywhere with an internet connection, based in the USA, privateinternetaccess.com. And that's how we defeat the criminals that run the architecture. And finally, I want to tell you about InfidelBodyArmor.com. Stops hundreds of rounds from AK-47 to M4, 30-06, 30-06 and more. Chromatic body armor may stop only 6 rounds. That's the ceramic. But what about the 7th? This stops hundreds. XXL and down. A lot of other products, backpacks, you name it. Find out more. Level 3 body armor. The longest lasting body armor is now cheaper than most ammo. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Or give them a call, 888-608-6605. And lastly, because I didn't really get any of the plugs last hour, it's here. The new issue, the August issue, ladies and gentlemen, is out. It's got Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman with their faces split on the front. You realize how much they look alike. It's pretty amazing as human beings. One was short and a little fat, the other tall, but the faces look a lot similar. And the point is, it's all about divide and conquer. Sure, that story is all blown over. This is about the science of trying to create race war and divide and conquer. And that's not all that is covered in the 60-page glossy magazine. Federal government plans to persecute Zimmerman. We get into that. It's got a big film the police poster in the middle. And it's just got scores of articles throughout the magazine on the Russian troops in America, on how they're setting up bombing Patsy as the supposed bomber. We get into the fact there's no blood coming out his throat. And, I mean, just a whole bunch of really important articles, a bunch of great political cartoons, and then you're supporting the answer to the internet kill switch, having paper copies. You can buy these at cost. At cost. Our goal is to have like a big color pamphlet, a color book. You can say, hey, look at this. And then they'll get a whole bunch of different issues and information and learn about the radio show, learn about what we're doing. I mean, this is a lot better than a business card. It's a lot better than just word of mouth. Bam, buy them in groups of 10 up to 100 at cost. And we printed 30,000 extra of these, or it would have already sold out. We have a few thousand left, and I'm not going to do this for a while because I don't have the money to do it. 10 free bumper stickers, 6 medium, 4 giant ones, stuff like, you know, the New World Order has occupied America, Infowars.com, Discover the Truth, Infowars.com. 10 bumper stickers in the July issue covering the NSA takeover and more. You can buy these at cost. Actually, we're going to sell these last ones at below cost. You can buy 10 for a very low price. Let me find the actual price that we set this morning, and then get 100 stickers with the 10. Yeah, it is $14.95 for a 10-pack, and that will have 100 bumper stickers in it to bomb your area legally and lawfully with that info weapon. You heard the Navy SEAL calling yesterday that woke up because somebody spray-painted on a billboard, Infowars.com, outside the SEAL base. And a lot of other SEALs woke up from just going and checking it out. Well, let's not spray-paint on billboards unless they're government billboards. They're already enemies that have taken over propagandizing us in our face. But I'm not telling you to do it. I think I might do it myself, though. The whole point is the time for games is really getting to be over here. The point is that put them on your own property, these bumper stickers, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 to get the July issue before it sells out with the 10 free bumper stickers in each one, or to get the new August issue to really wake people up that are programmed by the left-right paradigm and the whole race war garbage. Okay, plugging done, ladies and gentlemen. That's what funds our operation and gets the word out. Let us now go back for the points he was making about the license plate scanning cameras, face scanning cameras, stores putting them in, hooked into the database, bars putting them in, hooked into the driver's license database. They're getting all the companies to share in it. Facebook kiosk where you walk by, it knows who you are in New York, L.A., they are bum-rushing us with this, and this is the bad guys running the system. Imagine what Hitler would have done with a system like this. It is absolutely amazing. But then when you go to D.C. or other cities, you try to film anywhere. The cops come over and threaten to arrest you outside of law because you're scum. You can't film. How many people taking photos of their family the cops come over anywhere? Because they want to peck you like North Korea. They've been told to break your will. Going back to Steve Jolly, who's one of the most successful anti-CCTV camera folks out there, and we'll actually give you his website as well. It's truthjuice.co.uk. You've got the floor, sir, for the next 5 minutes or so to finish the points you were just making.
Thanks, Alex. Truth Juice is another organization, actually. I'm with No CCTV. That's no-cctv.org.
Well, I tell you, I just butcher that over and over again. That's just what I had on my site. Tell me about Truth Juice. Who are those folks that were put on my page?
That's an organization that's growing around the UK that have meetups and talks.
But you are associated with it then somehow.
There are groups all over the
I really apologize for butchering that. Your correct website for us. Well. Yeah, well, give out your correct website for us, sir.
Okay, it's no-cctv.org.uk. There's a lot of information there. If you want to find out the truth about the CCTV. I mean, Britain, as I say, has had 30 years to study it and its effects on crime. And obviously, what we're being told about that isn't the truth. It's had no significant effect on crime, but everyone believes that it must be effective because they keep telling us that. But it's just simply a myth. It's a lie. We've also started an international group. We're branching out further around the world. So, you know, this isn't purely a UK thing. Obviously, it's a global Big Brother problem. There's now an international working group, and you can find our blog there at wgvs.wordpress.com. That's the International Working Group on Video Surveillance. So we're looking for groups around the world, particularly in America now, because that's really at the forefront of the expansion of the surveillance grid. You missed out on the early stages, but now you're going straight in with the new high-tech stuff at rapid speed. So if there are any groups in America want to contact us and join us in the fight, then please do. And one of the lessons here, I think, is that when individuals or individual activists take a stand and challenge these things, they can be really successful. It's a mistake to think that the Big Brother surveillance state or the surveillance industrial complex is so vast and big and there's nothing you can do and it's dreadful. But you can challenge it. You can stop it, but you have to challenge every little bit of it.
Well, I mean, this is criminal. I mean, what about my analogy of the Jews had the IBM number put on them to track and control their calories and when to kill them or when not, and others in Nazi Germany? I mean, now we're all, our faces have been turned into numbers, our fingerprints. Now they want to get on an iPhone. They're going to make you. IBM's announcing that. Apple's announcing it. Microsoft. I mean, it's time. I've got to say, people are going to just start bashing these out with baseball bats. People are already shooting them out, spray painting them out. People kept sabotaging them in Arizona, the libertarian groups did, until they took them down. I mean, it's time to get aggressive now. And I've never been like this, but what about how they admit they're using this data to persecute groups they don't like? This is illegal. I mean, this is wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. We mustn't think that there's nothing we can do. Although there are, you know, as you say, they're bringing facial recognition technology, which seems to be getting more and more reliable in their view, and that is basically a number plate for the face. It's a number. It's a barcode. It's a face print. There's something called Face Watch, which is a wanted poster scheme that's really developing quite fast and in various countries around the world. And that seems to be morphing into a global facial recognition database. And that's one to keep an eye on. But if I could go back to the number plate scanning cameras, because that's a really major part of the surveillance grid, the overall panopticon. And we challenged the whole ANPR system in the UK by focusing on a small town called Royston, in Cambridgeshire, Hertfordshire, the border of those counties. And basically, we put in a formal legal complaint to the UK's governing body, the Information Commissioner. He really sort of enforces the Data Protection Act, which is a pretty weak law, but it's the only thing that we have to go on that relates to surveillance and the data gathered. And even under that weak law, we proved that what they were doing in this small town was unlawful. They've encircled it with a ring of steel of number plate scanning cameras, so you can't get in or out. And that's precisely what they did in Birmingham. They encircled two residential neighbourhoods, two communities, so that was surrounded by a digital moat, and everything crossing that virtual border was under surveillance. And this seems to be what they want to do. They want to put these cameras around towns, cities, counties, and the motorway network. And we're challenging the whole thing. So when we challenged the cameras in Royston, that was really a way in to challenge the whole network of over 10,000 cameras. And the UK's Information Commissioner agreed with us. It took him 2 years to investigate and liaise with Hertfordshire Police. But after 2 years, he came out and said, "You're right. It's unlawful. You know, there's no lawful justification or excuse for doing it. You know, there's no intelligence. There's no justifiable reason for surveilling."
There's no reasonable suspicion. There's no probable cause under Magna Carta, under common law, and it's totally illegal. And look at the U.S. and in the U.K. They've caught MI6 and MI5 spying on Parliament using your NSA systems. They've caught them doing it here. The cloakroom of the House and Senate have been bugged. That came out and got no attention a month ago. They're using it against pro-liberty groups that they call right-wing. They're not even right-wing. They're just pro-liberty constitution groups. I mean, we're being persecuted already. There's more news out today how they use the IRS on pro-life groups. I mean, obviously, this is being used. They already have cops using license plate cameras to harass good-looking women. There's been cases of that. I mean, we're giving these government and corporate people, and the corporate system is in bed. Look at the hundreds of billions of dollars made in the UK and the US the last 20 years on these spy grids. I mean, I saw $2 billion was spent in Boston in the last decade putting in cameras. And it's incredible. Same thing in New York. What about the defense contractors sucking us dry, putting in our own enslavement system?
Yeah, it's the surveillance industrial complex. You know, we've long referred to the surveillance state, but now with the privatization of everything and the massive boom in the drone industry and the whole military industrial complex, surveillance is part of that. It's big business. So, and we've got, you know, when we were at Bilderberg, we had Google there, right at the forefront of the surveillance industrial complex. And what we're seeing is really the idea of the citizen being thrown away and being recast as the suspect. So everyone's a suspect. So
except the government that historically is out of control and super dangerous. Steve Jolly, thank you so much for the time. I look forward to getting you on from time to time when you have new developments on the radio show and InfoWars Nightly News. And we salute you for the success that you've been having, sir. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. And folks, I start getting really upset when I talk about this because I understand the type of people that run our government, that run the EU, and that run the UK. They are more sophisticated than the communists, more sophisticated than the Nazis, more sophisticated than Mao Zedong. They put them all in power. Look it up. Our government put Mao in power, declassified, 6 years ago. We already knew that from the John Birch Society, but now it's public. Because John Birch was there as an army intelligence guy and saw it all happening. They killed him. We know that's why it's named that. We know about them creating Hitler. We know about them creating Saddam Hussein, creating Osama bin Laden. I want to show you some articles. If you're a radio listener, pull these up. But I'm showing these to TV viewers that are watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv. Bank of England helped in sale of looted Nazi gold. This is breaking and coming out today. The Bank of England helped in the sale of stolen gold stolen by Nazis after the 1939 invasion of Czechoslovakia. And then it goes on. They helped right through and after the war. Of course, they brought in 30-plus thousand top Nazis to run England and the United States, to be the bosses over every department. That's on record. Not just NASA, but the CIA, everything. Everyone. The university heads would have a shadow chancellor who would be a Nazi officer. I'm not, look it up. I mean, just, they're like, yes, you did the best. You did a great job. We promised you that after you did this, we would bring you back over. They helped train them, helped fund them, just like the Saddam Hussein's people. And then they can have little fake wars with them, basically. So that's the BBC today. Now, this is today, Hollywood Reporter, the chilling history of how Hollywood helped Hitler. In devastating detail, an excerpt from a controversial new book reveals how the big studios, desperate to protect German business, let Nazis censor scripts, remove credit from Jews, get movies stopped, and even forced MGM executives to divorce his Jewish wife. Yeah, and it's the same thing where now the communist Chinese are killing movies and controlling them and running the CCTV networks in England and here. Communist government. That's BBC, runs the cameras. You understand, the New World Order is taking us down. They're already working with foreign mercs in the infrastructure.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Coming up to give you the rest of the story on the child sex traffic going on in this country and all over the world. Truth is, the governments are only controlling it and knocking out their competition. And governments and contractor groups are on record running the torture and murder of children. So I thought I would remind everybody about some of that. You can always look up the congressional hearings on it to find out just exactly who runs things. But let's go ahead now. And denying this stuff's not going to save us, folks. We got to admit the truth. Let's go to your phone calls. Ernest in Washington, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, let's see. First of all, I want to thank you so much for the Tangy Tangerine 2.0. I'm a 55-year-old newlywed. My wife and I have both been taking Vicodin for years for our back. She has arthritis. I was in a car wreck. Within 10 days of taking the Tangy Tangerine 2.0, I was not taking any pain medicine whatsoever. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you, brother.
And the reason I was calling is I hope you can help me with relieving my heartache every day that I wake up. Ever since I saw the broadcast by the BBC of the World Trade Center 7 building collapsing, which it didn't at the time they were reporting it, somewhere down the line, someone had to hand that reporter a script, and that script had to come from somewhere up above.
Oh, no, we know where it came from. We first broke when they uploaded the archives on the BBC of their two channels, saying Building 7 has fallen in its own footprint from fire 26 minutes before it fell. Turned out CNN had done it an hour before, and I predicted it would be Reuters. I found out Reuters fed them their scripts, and they just jumped the gun with the cover story early. And then we even have cops saying, get back, they're going to blow it up. And I'm not saying the cops were involved. They just were told, get back, they're going to blow it up, and they did blow it up. And it was CIA headquarters, I should add. And they said they blew it up, but that's what they did.
Mm-hmm. Down the chain there had to have knowledge, and that is conspiracy. I'm not a policeman or anything, but it's a clear case of conspiracy, and there should be an easy trail to follow to where that information came from. Why hasn't that been done? I tried to get a hold of Greg Palast, and I thought maybe you could talk to Mike Zillow about it.
Well, listen, I've made three films that Building 7's in, and I have talked about it, and we've got YouTube videos with millions of views, and people looking at it, and it's the third building that fell that day, and I was driving to get a pizza at like 4:25 Central, 5:25 Eastern when it supposedly fell, and I heard CBS Radio, back when they still had CBS Radio, I guess they still have it, but it was on local station, say that the decision's been made for the controlled demolition. And people heard it on NPR, and now all those tapes have been found, and when you bring it up, they go, no, that was never on the news. And you're like, we have the video. And the BBC first said, no, that's not real video. Then they admitted it was real video. Then they said, yeah, we were told by Reuters it had fallen. So Reuters did that. And then even the owner of the building, who bought it a few months before, and once he's made like $8 billion, he wants billions more now for a $100 million investment. He has, Larry Silverstein has come out and, you know, said, well, you know, we gave the order to pull it and then watch the building come down. And then we have the same PBS documentary where they're blowing up the wreckage of the other building saying, getting ready to pull Building 6. And then they blow it up. So, yeah, I mean, they blew it up in front of everybody. Kind of like the globalist, stage, all this other stuff. And that's just the way it is. What do you think about that?
Well, like I say, I think there should be a way to follow the trail to find out where that information came from. Reuters, who in Reuters did it? There's got to be certain individuals that are responsible for this.
Well, sir, I just suggest you take more vaccines and drink more fluoride water and snort depleted uranium because they say it's good for you. I'm being sarcastic. I mean, I just think the government loves us. And, you know, so what if they blew up the building? So what if we had the emergency management deputy head on saying they blew it up and then 2 weeks later he died and the family was threatened? I mean, everything's okay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.